Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night. I was waiting for my opening music, but then, of course, nothing ever works the way you like. But here we go. I wish I had a tattoo on a Harley. Even though I hate tattoos and I'm afraid of motorcycles. Let it play all the way through, but I just thought I'd give it a ride tonight. I've been thinking about my bad habits, and you know what? As he says in his song, you don't like the way I live, you can kiss my ass. Oh, anyway, I'm having a lot of different kinds of thoughts about what we're going to talk about tonight. The end of last week's show, Cult de Raison, I hope he's going to call in tonight. And for all you people out there right now, I got five lines open. You can hit me at 347-945-6713. This past Saturday night, I had just probably one of the greatest experiences of my whole life. I even thought about not going. But the first place that I used to teach school at was just a magical, magical place. It was a pleasure to get up every day and go there to work. It was just an extraordinary learning environment school. It was known as the Town and Country Day School when I first started working there. And as the place expanded and moved, it became known as the Newport School. And I guess you could say that's where I learned how to teach. And it was just spectacular. We had freedom. We had the ability to be creative. I don't even know how to say it, but I know that I developed my methodology while I was at the Newport School. And lots of times I would get very self-questioning because, to say the least, I am not what you'd call a normal teacher, to say the least. And let me just put a little tweet up there. I don't know how many of you tweet, but I just absolutely love it. So if you're out there and if you see my little tweet, I guess you can get me at 347-945-6713. Even if you don't see my tweet, I got five lines open. So call right in. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, the Newport School ceased to be. It stopped being a school, to be quite blunt about it. And because I ran out of money, went broke, zero, bingo, bankrupt, and for a lot of different reasons. I personally think because it was afraid to be what it was, and it was afraid to that what it was wasn't fitting the paradigm, and so that place disappeared. But we had a lot of special moments at the Newport School, the Town and Country Day School. I don't care what you want to call it, whether it be camp or school or chess club or softball team or basketball team, soccer team. People got to explore things and put their hands on things. You could do anything that you wanted to do at Newport School. And that's why it was a great place. Well, anyway, some of the kids and got together and they decided, even though the school was no longer in a physical sense, they were going to have a reunion anyway. And so they brought together people from, well, from everywhere. The organizer was out in San Francisco. And it was just a great, great place. Hey, all you people out there in the chat room, you know, I know you can stay out there, but I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. Give me a call. I am having just a great old time tonight. The guest with no name. Oh, Mr. Eastwood, how are you? But you can. But anyway, the Newport School was just a great place to be. And so we came together at this reunion, this fancy hotel, and it was the most wonderful collection of people that I have ever come across. And I'm really hoping it renewed me. It gave me faith in the way that I look at the world. You know, I've never made a lot of money in my life, but I like going to work every day. And I made a difference. And so there I was, one of my chat room folks just said, well, why don't we just have a government bailout for Newport School? You know what? Why don't we? But anyway, speaking of bailouts, so that made me just the whole thing and the reunion. If you go to my Facebook page, you can see a lot of the photographs. I just was feeling really wonderful when I went home that night. So on Sunday, I was chatting with, a 20-year work veteran, actually, who I only knew as a student, you know, and she was a wonderful student, but we got talking, and me, I said, you know, what if we resurrected the Newport School in cyberspace? Just tried to recreate that program in cyberspace. And that made me think about my friend Cult, who's here in the chat room. I don't know if he's going to call in tonight and get on the voice line, but he was talking about last week as the show ended, how neighborhoods have disappeared and cities, and how when we were kids we thought that Bailey Delavan was going to be there forever. And when we were working at Newport School, we thought it was going to be there forever. It was too wonderful to ever disappear. And then the big C, and I'm not talking Constantine, came along. But that's a whole other story, and we're not going to go into it. But anyway, and it made me start to think, can we resurrect the past? Can we ever recreate those neighborhoods that we grew up in? Or does it only exist for one moment in time? Is that the only time it was there? Was the Newport School as we knew it? Is there any way to bring back the past? You know, Stephen King, in his book On Writing, talked about the written word being like a time machine. Well, can we go backwards with that time machine? Can I don't know. What do you think? I don't want to talk this whole night. Give me a call, 347-945-6713. Come into the chat room. Ah, the man with no name, the guest with no name, says, all good things come to an end, Ronald Reagan. Well, I'm sure glad he came to an end. I'm not glad that he died. I'm talking about his presidency. Somehow the country survived him. Somehow the country survived George W. Somehow the country survived Bill Clinton. And somehow the country's going to survive Barack Obama. I guess they're all well-meaning individuals. But, oh gosh, my poison ivy, it just won't stop itching. Cult says he's going to give me a call soon. He's got a few things to do. Yeah, that's one of the things that happened when I moved the show back to 9 o'clock, I lost a lot of my West Coast audience, because the fact of the matter is, it's 6 o'clock, most people are in the middle of dinner, and who wants to listen to Norm at night? So can we go back? You know, I grew up, loved Buffalo. It was just a super wonderful place. My brother and sister have stayed there, never left. I thought about going back to Buffalo, maybe getting a house on Lake Erie for my retirement. Yeah, who retires to Buffalo? I know. But I guess it's a longing for that comfort, that knowledge, that knowing, that safety of those places that you loved. But I'm pretty sure the Buffalo I knew, it's just not there anymore. Oh, some of the places are the same. I mean, the physical places are the same. You know, I can drive down Elmwood Avenue, down from the college, and the J.P. Bullfeathers is still there. I'm sure the table I used to play chess on in there is still there. Who knows? They may even have some of the same mugs I drank out of. But could I resurrect it? I don't know. I really don't know. I doubt it. I don't know. But I got this idea that I can resurrect Newport School. What do you think? 347-945-6713. Oh, my God. Yeah, T.O. is going to retire in Buffalo. Wouldn't that be something? You know, he plays 5 or 6 years and maybe even gets them that Super Bowl that they never won. Do I ever look at old yearbooks? You know, that's a question somebody just popped to me in my chat room. And the answer is, yeah, I do look at my old yearbooks. In fact, my brother is harassing me to come back asking me to come back to Buffalo and collect up all my old yearbooks and stuff. And, yeah, I guess I do see the all the old stuff, you know. But there was something, my phone number may still be on the stall still also. I don't get that guest with no name. But anyway, I hope you're listening to the right show tonight. But I got lots of room. I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. We got about 40 minutes to go tonight. And while I'm waiting, actually, you know, just a bigger question. Are our cities gone? Is the whole idea of a city, is it the end? Or of an urban school, is it the end? I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to anything. You know, I walk into a classroom most days, and you know, one of the hardest things, and I think it's really important, one of the hardest things for me to get across to my class is nobody has all the answers. We got to seek them together. We got to build our knowledge together. But anyway, that's getting a little pompous. But that's why, hey, all you people, if anybody's out there listening from the reunion on Saturday night or just from the old Newport School, give us a call, 347-945-6713. We can talk about some of the old times, just like we did on Saturday. Well, you know what I'm going to do? This is another one of my favorite songs, and since I'm not having a lot of success here getting somebody to join with me. I'll just give this song a play.
Why does no one call? Why can't someone give me a ring?
The cabaret
thing. The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. Maybe people think I'm somewhere wandering, if to go to Tokyo or rather farther. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I even try to be more true than usually and pay AT&T.
And I'm back. Why does no... Oh, my God. I guess I clicked the button twice there. Hey, you know, I just got a great suggestion on the chat lines. Hopefully everybody's still here. Oh, God, what have I done? What have I done? I hope the show's still on. I got no callers, but the show is still on. Oh, come on. What I need's a good Google app. Here we go, I think. I don't know what's happening. I think I turned off my chat window. But anyway, I had a caller. I'm going to try to get it back. But I had a chatter, actually. The guest with no name, or Clint, as I like to call him, had a list. He says, why don't we make a list of the five things you wish used to be? I guess this is an old... if I could make five things be like they were when I was a kid. Oh, the Friday night fish fry. You know, the whole family going down for a fish fry. I really liked fish fries. Yes, I did. And, we are here. Can't hear you. You're on. I'm really glad. Thank you. I guess I got it all squared away now. But anyway, number one. or number five, going to the family fish fry on Friday nights. You know, Old Buffalo is a good old Catholic town. And, you know, nobody ever, in those days, you know, you're going to hell if you ate meat on Friday. Could drink beer, but you couldn't eat meat. And so we go down to Chet Analysis for the 55-cent fish fry. And I always knew that after the fish fries, I was going to go down the street, either to Hanky's house or Jeffrey's house, or they come to my house in the summertime on the porch. You know, we play chess. I don't play chess anymore. And I miss that. And so, yes, I'd like to resurrect chess. Okay, number four. Number four. Oh, to be a little boy again and watch the sky when you knew you had to play baseball that night and hoping to God it wouldn't rain. And you'd go in the house and there was your flannel uniform hanging with the watch as clean as the day it was first made. Yeah, I miss, I'd like to bring back Friday night baseball. Or Wednesday night or Tuesday. It really didn't matter what day it was. But, you know, going to the ballpark, knowing you were going to play, hoping you were going to get a hit, hoping some pretty young lady would be there, you know, in the stands, somebody who you were trying to show off for, and you'd get your chance to drive one deep to left field. That would be really kind. Hey, I got a call coming in here. Go ahead, Colt. You're on the air with Norm.
Hey, Norm. How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty well. I'm up to number three in my list of things that I would like to bring back. I guess the other will be, you know, the excitement of going across the border to good old Crystal Beach, maybe even ride the Comet Coaster.
Yeah. Now, didn't they, so much of that has been just knocked down. I mean, it's...
Well, the Comet Coaster is someplace in Ohio. They took it apart and moved
really?
It. Oh, God, yes.
Okay. The same people that took St. Gerard's, huh?
Wow. Well, you know, that's... I don't know what's happened to that. Well, hey, all you people out there... what Colt's talking about, remember I mentioned earlier that great big beautiful neighborhood that we thought was going to last forever. Well, you know, one of the things that's sure going to last forever is this big Romanesque basilica, probably one of the most beautiful churches in the United States, but bar none. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. Artwork in it that would make you drool. Gold brocade, granite pillars, absolutely permanent. Well, they closed the parish, and this parish in Atlanta wants to buy the church, take it apart completely, move it to Atlanta, and put it back together. There is no permanence. There is no permanence in this world whatsoever. Oh, speaking of that, you know, you talk about the past from good old Buffalo. Memorial Auditorium. They left a wall up for a while to remember it by, and I don't know if they're going to do that permanently, but the auditorium is now history, gone.
Oh, that's sort of like the... Oh, the old opera house in Frankfurt. Oh, just the front was there. Now, that was a long time ago when I was there, but they were building behind it, and somehow they were going to incorporate the front with the new opera house. But
hey, you know, speaking of that, the guest with no name. one of the things he'd like to see come back from the past are Westerns on TV. Are there any Westerns on TV right now that anybody knows of? I sure can't think of any.
Yeah, that whole genre is sort of not there anymore.
Boy, that... And you know what? Oh, here's a question for my listeners. Does anybody know who Morgus the Magnificent was? I guess I could Google it. That's what Mike... Who was Morgus the Magnificent?
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. Give me a call, 347-945-6713. Morgus the Magnificent. Oh, the Sunday or the Saturday morning cartoons. Morgus. Oh, here it is. Morgus the Magnificent. Celebrating 50 years of Morgus. God, that's my time. I would have been 9 when Morgus came into... oh, my God. There's some image results of him.
Maybe we didn't... carry it in Buffalo? I don't. Maybe. We
I don't know.
I don't. I've
never.
I don't remember it.
She's this weird looking kind of. I don't even know what you call them. Let me see. Come on, there, man with no name. Give us a call. Tell us about this Morgus. Morgus the Magnificent. Well, you know, wait, I can Google Morgus the Magnificent. Where's that old Wikipedia? Oh, my God, I should have known. Morgus the Magnificent, a.k.a. Mamos Alexander Morgus is a fictional character on television shows that originated in New Orleans, Louisiana. He was the horror host of late night science fiction. Yes, who was the guy who was in Buffalo? The coffin used to open up.
Yeah. We had, I can't remember. Count something, but I...
Count, yes. Morgus first appeared on late night television on January 3rd, 1959. Jeez, I was 8 then. In the House of Shock. Oh my God. Anna, I'm trying to listen. Oh, God, I got, wait a minute here, just go, anybody, well, she can't hear me because it's not working. Hello, can anybody hear me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, all right. Let me just, Anna, let's go to blogtalkradio.com, Norm at Night. God, I hope that is... I don't know if she got that or not. I don't know. My whole computer world is going up in smoke. Somehow I've turned off the... I got to get rid of this Morgus the Magnificent. I got to get my show back here. Where's my switchboard?
So you didn't open a separate tab?
I got so many tabs open on this desktop now. I'm like a sixth grader's locker. Except I'm not making... I'm even getting advertisements here from Publishers Clearinghouse. Hey, you want to win $5,000 a week for life?
Yeah, I got that damn pop-up window, too.
It's always an... Oh, I think it actually... Somebody's making money off of it.
Well, I better pay for this thing, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. There's quite a bit
Wait
of
a
advertising,
minute.
More than I remember from, like, last...
Oh, my God. Do you know what the world needs? And this is absolutely true. Glenn Ford, where are you? I think it was Glenn Ford. The world needs a shout-out for High Noon. Or a good shootout at High Noon. More tabs than a diet soda aisle. Oh, my gosh. Guest with no name. Oh, you got to be on the air. Some of these are so bad, they'll have people rolling in the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guest 4559, why don't you join in the conversation? Not necessarily on the telephone, but at least in the chat room. I see you're there listening. We're having a good old time here. Oh, Morgus, the magnificent. Go ahead there, Colt.
Yeah, you know, after we were talking a little bit last week, you know, about the demise of neighborhoods and all that, and, you know, I always kind of thought, well, it should, you know, like we were saying, we always thought it was permanent or
right.
At least more stable than they turned out to be. But on the other hand, as I reflected on it more, I realized that it was only going to stay if we stayed. And you know how that went. There was
yes.
no reason for me to stay, and there was no reason for you to stay. I mean, to do what you really wanted to do, you could not do it in Buffalo. So,
you know,
I mean, we have to share some responsibility in that, too.
Absolutely. We left the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Now,
you know,
I have no doubt that, you know, most of the people who maybe they bought those houses new or maybe they bought them in the 50s or 60s, whatever, but a lot of them, particularly the older ones, they planned to spend the rest of their lives there. There was no
my grandfather built the house we lived in. My mother was born in one of the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
that's
the
sort of thing. And I can remember, one of my aunts' parents on the west side, and this was almost an Italian cliche, you know, they would build a house in the backyard. There were always two houses. There was the main house, and they built a little cottage, a smaller house in the back. And that way, when your daughter left, she didn't go very far.
Right, or you know, if you kick the person out living in the flat upstairs.
Yeah,
Buffalo's got more double houses, I think, than any place in the country. Hey, all you Newport people.
You know, that was the thing with Buffalo. You had attics, and you had basements. And even garages, you could build an apartment there if you had a, you know, if it was,
absolutely.
You know.
And people did.
I mean,
and everybody had about 8 kids.
But out here, nobody has a basement. Practically nobody. And
the house
attics,
I live in,
I don't
have a basement.
Too. Yeah. You know.
Hey, you know what? Somebody in the future is going to be sad. Somebody just popped this into the chat room. Somebody in the future is going to be sad because there's no Norm at Night as there was in the past.
I don't follow.
There's no Norm at Night in the past. But in the future, there will be.
These shows will float around somewhere. They'll be in our...
Right, they'll float around in the Google... it'll just become a giant Google Apps. Where is Norm instead of where is... Uh-oh, I just heard a bleep, so that means I got somebody going somewhere, and I can't quite... Oh, it's a Skyper.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Oh, jeez. Oh, Norm is so confused tonight. I'm very upset because somehow I've turned the wireless off on my laptop and I can't quite figure out how to turn it back on. And I'm really embarrassed because this is the kind of question somebody comes to me in school and wants the answer to.
You got a PC?
No, it's a Lenovo. Somehow there's some switch I can't find.
Oh, a switch, huh?
Yes,
let me think here.
Right, I know, it's functional on this keyboard.
Yeah,
the wireless is function F5. The problem is, when I hit the function F5 key, it says your wireless switch is off. You got to turn it on. And
All I do is I look for available networks, and there's half a dozen networks in the neighborhood, and I click on mine. And if I have to, it's a secure network, so.
So is yours secure? Do you secure yours?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you probably do all those finance things.
I do plenty of stuff that I don't want out in the general public. Paying bills and doing your banking and all that, all your passwords. I don't want anyone to have any access to that.
My friend from Medellin, Colombia, I hope to gosh you're out there listening. I sort of got one quick message from you, but I'm not sure what's going on with that. So I hope you're out there. And let me just try this again. Are you on the site? Oh, you can call and interrupt. Don't even. She's on the. You don't have sound. Well, I don't know. Make sure the sound's on your computer.
You have headphones, all that good stuff.
Yeah. And make sure the sound is on your computer and you hit the play button. Where's the play button? I don't have. Is it in the top left or top
right? Right. It's right in the middle. It's next to the call-in number. And the little player, it's right between the call-in number and the player.
It's right next, or it's right between the call-in number and the player. This is really kind of fun here, I got a new listener. I hope you show up in my, Jesus. Sometimes, you just get so carried away with this whole thing. I don't need my Twitter anymore. I got the cult on. Let's go get my... The guest left, too. I guess he got bored with the conversation. We've been chatting away. I had a guest in the chat room.
Let's get into another topic or the same topic. What do you want to do?
Whatever topic you want to talk about.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
It's now open mic. 347-945-6713. Wait a minute. Here's Anna again. No, go ahead.
No name,
I'm going to try to multitask. Let me go back to the chat session. What? What are you laughing at?
I laugh at anyone who multitasks.
Well, you know, I'm giving it a try here.
I know.
Okay.
All you,
the guest
all you do
was
is
no.
Accomplish, we accomplish two things at half our capability. That's all we do when we multitask.
That's one opinion. All right, there we go. Okay. I'm all squared away now. I know the guest with no name is still here, but there was another guest in the chat room who's disappeared.
Yeah.
I really wish you'd all, you want to stay in the chat room. That's cool and wonderful. But if Anna, if you are listening, you want to call in, by all means. I heard that famous Skype beep. Something, it asked me to register. I am in the process. Okay, but I didn't think it did that.
Are you trying to call someone?
No.
She's
trying to listen to the show. I didn't know you had to register as a host to be able to listen.
No. They call your number and, you know.
I don't know. She'll figure it out. I hope you're coming in. I hope you are coming in to see me. Yeah, but you are registered, so... To use click-to-talk,
yeah.
You might have to be registered.
No, I don't even have Skype on right now.
No. And the Blog Talk Radio site.
They'll allow you to use Skype. There's like a little patch that you have to download, and it sets it up for you.
Oh, I don't have any patch. I just call in with my Skype.
Yeah. Well, there's at least that's, you know, when I remember it. When I was having trouble getting the click-to-talk to work, but lately the click-to-talk works just fine. So, you know, I don't have that trouble.
Well, that's great.
Now, Skype, you know.
Yeah, they.
Great,
I heard.
But most of the time, no, it's not all that great.
See, I've never had
that'll go public, and I'll be sure to short that stock the day it comes out.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, be nice. I love my Skype. I don't even use Instant Messenger anymore.
Yeah, if I ever buy a webcam, we'll have a video phone call or something.
Oh, come on, they're $19.
I just came back from Best. Well, I didn't buy. You know, came back from Best Buy. I had a gift card, and I couldn't find one. I think the cheapest one was $50-$60. So.
Well, yeah,
and
Best
I know
Buy.
Tiny little things, you know. But yeah, I'll pick one up eventually.
I just got a. He's on your side with the multitask. Two wrongs never equal a right.
Yeah, that's about it. You know. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, people talk on the phone and drive the car. What happens?
Wow.
Yeah. So we know that these things multitask. You know, I'll give you an example of multitasking. Not too long ago, you know, I called in, I applied for a job, right? And they were looking for friendly and energetic people. So I said, okay. I said, well, which one do you want, friendly or energetic? And they said, well, we want both. And I said, well, you want me to be friendly and energetic at the same freaking time? That's, you know, they're slave masters. I'm not working for people like that.
Oh.
I can do one or the other, but I'm not doing them both. No.
Uh-oh. So when you were back in the day, as long as we're talking about the past, when you were at Sears, were you happy or energetic?
Depended if we got high in the parking lot.
Oh, no. We don't need to talk about that stuff here.
We were less than energetic, but incredibly friendly. Sometimes they go, you haven't sold a damn thing, but you've been on the phone all night. As well, you know.
I forget. Were you guys on commission?
Yeah. It was a commission thing. You had quotas and a structured bonus tier. So it was similar to a commission system.
But you got paid too.
Yeah, exactly. So, it paid okay, but it wasn't great, you know.
Yeah, but how long did you do that?
Oh, on and off? Probably about 2 years. Something like that.
And that was before you went in the Army.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah.
Okay, because
It was close to the house. I mean, you know, I only had to drive, you know, down to Fillmore. There I was, you know. So
right,
it
you
was very
could have walked if you had to.
Well, I could have walked, too, but, you know.
Take the Della and bus.
Good God. Yeah. You know, I can't remember the last time I rode on a bus. That's like...
Hey, everybody. Speaking of, I saw a great clip today. If you just... I got another Skype from Anna.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's not Anna. Maybe it is. Let me check. Well, I did everything, but I'm still not like I did in your classroom. Sorry. It still asked me to register. Don't worry about it. We will get it straight to tomorrow. I always want to put two M's instead of two R's in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I have things like, you know, certain words like that screw me up, you know. Broccoli.
Hey, we got about 7 minutes left here. Anybody out there got a Lenovo laptop and knows how to turn the wireless on and off, why don't you give me a call in here? And we'll get it straight. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
This came with some sort of literature, right? I mean, or do you have to go...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I got a call coming in. Go ahead, 703. Oh. You're on with Norm. 703, call back. Something happened. I had you there, and you disappeared. Nothing like a call in Northern Virginia. You with me, Cole?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't cut you off. You got about six minutes to join in with us, 703. That's 347-945-6713. I'm sorry it took me so long to get to you. I guess I could pay that. I guess I could pay that extra fee and be able to have a call screener.
$2.95, something like that.
Yeah. No.
Skype.
No, not Skype. Yeah. Not Skype. I meant the premium Blog Talk Radio host.
Oh yeah, how much is that?
$40 a month.
Oh whoa. You got to be selling some ads, and I mean, you.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, I've been thinking about turning on. Well, I don't know what I'm thinking about. I just know they're sending me letters now, so I must be doing better than most people because I do have thousands of listens, which is really kind of scary.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's some of these shows. I mean, I. You know, browse around, listen to some of these shows, and is, you know, you can.
Yeah, I know. Hey, hey, everybody
out
there.
Stuff out there. We'll say that.
If you want to call Norm at night, that's 347-945-6713. What's your opinion? Was Barack Obama born in the United States of America? Should we have, should the health care bills pass? And if, but as I was saying, if you want to see a great exchange, Morning Joe, I think it was on Monday, but the video clip's up. He had Chris Matthews on. And Chris Matthews is usually pretty right up there when it comes to well, when it comes to giving people a hard time. But
yeah,
Joe, you know, and I generally agree with the ultimate positions of Mr. Matthews, but he got shredded by Joe Scarborough. Uh-oh, here's a call. Go ahead, 540, you're on. Hello?
Hey, Norm. Norm.
Hey, yes.
Guest with no name.
Guest with no name. I'm glad you could make it.
Well, I was having trouble sleeping, so I thought I'd listen to the show.
And did it put you to sleep?
No offense. You need to fire your interns.
This will sedate you.
Fire my interns?
You need to fire your interns, all those technical problems. What's wrong with those people?
I don't know. A lot of those technical problems are yours.
You get what you pay for?
You get what you pay for, and I'm not paying much for this.
Your students need to be around to help you out. That's what you need.
You know what? These students are pretty sharp people, and I'm looking forward to September coming when I'm back in my element. I've had a tough time technologically tonight. I'm really embarrassed. I can't turn on my God blessed wireless on my laptop. I got to find the manuals now to figure out how to do this.
You know, when that happens to me sometimes at home, all I do is go and you can't do it, you're in the middle of the show, but I just turn the router off, turn the power off for a few seconds, turn it back on, it comes right back. I don't know why it does
right.
it, but, you know.
No, the issue with it's the wireless card in the laptop. I don't know how I did it. It's turned off. It was working when I was at work today. I pulled it out of the bag tonight. I don't know.
Oh, it's a separate. It's a peripheral. You've got it.
I think your friend
separate.
At FEMA's got something out for you.
Yeah, maybe.
So
you
it's
know,
not
I'm,
built into your. It's not built in.
No,
your
it
laptop.
Is.
It is
built in, but it's turned off. You know, and my gateway is turned off. So anyway, you know, you just hit function one of the buttons, and it turned it back on. Well, I hit function one of the buttons, and this thing comes up and says it has to be on. And
I bet you those computers at Newport School didn't do that.
No, you know, you're absolutely right. Those computers at Newport School, God, there was such a special kid there. Now he's a big shot at Microsoft.
He needs to hook up Norm at night with some new equipment.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, what we need to do is... we just need to get some callers in here, everybody. And
people use telephones, right?
You know what I'm going to do? Hey, what I'm going to do for the last 50 seconds here, I'm going to say goodbye to all you guys, and I'm just going to pick out one of these. You know what? In honor of... all my Irish friends will just go out tonight with a little Irish coffee.
Peace.
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 Peace. see y'all tomorrow. This is Norm Constantine coming to you from Cat Harpin, Virginia, and I'm going to say goodnight. We're a little disjointed tonight. Maybe I had too much coffee going in. Maybe I didn't have enough Irish coffee. I don't know the answer to that question. Do know about me. See you next week. Freedom! Out of here.
Thank you. Good night, Norm.